We have a yoga mat over there.
Yeah, we do.
That's made just for sleeping. You put the mat right there, ooh, yeah, you get a nice sleep.
You know what?
Real nice.
You know where that yoga mat is from?
Where?
Remember the source bed video where we did exercises?
Nope.
Yes.
That's what that's
from. Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm. Because we still had them in the room, and remember when we just took all the props
because the whole place shut down.
I took one, too.
Because it died. And it was real
we
sad.
We died. What are you, died. Are we putting that there?
Oh, yeah.
A little framing up.
Oh, look, you got a friend.
He's got the friend. We've already been going for a little bit.
Oh, baby, we've been going for a wheel.
Excuse me.
For a wheel. We should go an intro. Welcome back to We Stayed Late. My name is Spencer Stark.
I'm Luis Gonzalez.
I'm Starlene Hahn.
And we got a guest with us today.
Elijah Pizik.
Yay!
I'm going to clap for myself.
You better
I'm
clap for yourself.
Narcissist.
Now, Elijah, yes, where would the SourceFed community know you from?
So, if you remember a video about a year ago, almost exactly,
almost
a year and 3 days. To
is
be
it really
exact,
a year and 3 days?
Year and 3 days. I tweeted about it actually the
that's
other day.
That's crazy.
I didn't know I was coming on this.
No.
And if you remember a magician, and I guess, oh my
oop,
God.
Your phone farted for the YouTube listeners at home.
Kill me now.
Kill me.
Kill me. Airplane mode.
That's been our motto.
That has been our motto.
Past week.
Kill me shirts.
The storm
kill
me.
I would definitely wear that shirt.
No,
kill me shirt.
Doesn't Subtic have that shirt?
Maybe. Somebody does. Maybe it's Reyna.
God,
I don't remember.
Somebody has a
kill
me shirt.
I know.
You know what? Nothing's original. That's
no,
what I say. But
even that, that's
you...
from The Fly.
Yeah. Well,
although they said, help me.
Help me.
Yeah.
And we to kill me. So if you remember a magician magic video, the host trying to figure out magic, that's where I'm from.
Yeah!
Boom, baby.
I was honestly genuinely impressed by the magic tricks.
Thank you.
I wanted to be genuine in the reaction to
who
to
edited
all of it.
That video? Was that you?
No, that wasn't me. I think that was...
It definitely wasn't
all
me.
All I know is...
No, it was either Danny
so
or Owen.
So many people complained about the editing in that video.
Are you serious?
100%.
Because they wanted to... They didn't
no,
want to see
even
the
that.
Trick.
They thought it
what
was just
it?
Super confusing because there were so many angles going on
yes.
at once. And the
I do remember that being
in.
A big hubba words.
Hubbaloo?
There you go. Thank you, Spencer Stark.
I came in with the extra syllables. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
When I can't speak, Spencer just speaks for me.
Hubbaloo.
There you go.
Perfect.
Even that was awful. that's funny. I didn't remember that the editing was a.
I didn't think it was bad. But I just remember reading all the comments, and it was. Like,
I remember it was difficult. That? They were trying to like cut it a very specific way so that they wouldn't
sense.
Get you know they wouldn't reveal the
was
secrets.
Was it?
But that's probably
was
why
it Luke?
People complained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Luke?
Was
it might have been Luke.
It might have been Luke because I remember he took some ones that were like just really hard.
Wait, which
yeah.
Luke?
I wasn't there. I wasn't
Luke?
There when old Luke was there.
Okay.
I was only there when new Luke.
Because there have been two SourceFed Lukes, so we go Luke and Nuke.
Luke, if you're listening to this, it wasn't your fault.
it was not your fault.
I just want to put it out there. I don't want to make you feel bad or anything.
No, I think it
I
was...
enjoyed the video, and it is honestly one of the highest points in my career.
Aww.
Aww.
No, it's a really hard video to do because how do you do... Because you don't want to reveal like to the internet how it's done.
I mean, exactly.
So
yeah,
it's like, it's a hard, it's, yeah, it just structurally, it's a hard thing to tackle.
Yeah.
But I just remember
oh,
being
that was
a tough
a bit,
edit.
We fast forwarded
yes.
the explanation,
yes.
and
yeah.
that's why they were mad. That's
right.
Probably
just,
what
I just remember being a tough edit because they were like, I think Luke even was like,
yeah.
how do I
even wrap my
how
mind?
Do I
yeah.
do this if we're not revealing anything, actually revealing anything? So, yeah. So, Luke, if you're listening, I don't know if he listens. Is Luke
I don't
listening?
Think he does.
I don't think he does.
But I remember
he
Luke.
This is not your fault.
I remember Luke really tried to start a Twitter. Remember that?
Oh my God, it's the
he
best.
He still has his Twitter.
Does he still have a Twitter?
Yeah, he still has his Twitter.
He was trying to get to 1 million followers in, what was it, a year or something?
Yeah,
that
no.
Miserably.
I think he has like 32.
Impossible.
He was the best.
Well, not impossible.
Yeah.
Jake Paul did it.
Yeah.
I do want to say that SourceFed thing was on the list of things to do in my whole entire like career. Because I remember like... Growing up, but like in high school, like literally watching SourceFed and like all that stuff. Like the reason I started my channel was because of Philip DeFranco, and then like I was doing new stuff.
Yeah.
Like when I first started out, and then I was doing like short form because Phil was doing long form, and then SourceFed came along, and I was like, well, I don't need to do this anymore.
They got it covered.
Exactly, and I switched to like stupid other stuff. And here we are today.
So what are you working on now?
Now I'm working on these voices. I currently am making animated story time videos on my channel.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot more consistent. For people who are listening that are YouTubers maybe, that is the biggest thing I would say is pick a niche and stick with it.
Yeah.
100%, because I was doing like comedy, it's subjective. comedy videos.
Oh, we know very well that comedy is subjective. Yeah, working at SourceFed. Yeah,
100%. And my channel, like, it accumulated like 10,000 subscribers over like 5 years or whatever, and it was just so inconsistent. And I've never seen better growth for my channel since I started doing the animation and then sticking with the format.
Just doing the one format.
Yeah, because people, if something happens to blow up or like I do a collab with somebody, mm-hmm. you know, they like that video, that style of video. So like, if it happens every week, there we go. And it's just been like.
And if they see something different, I guess, you know, it's like, hey, this isn't what I wanted to see.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Exactly.
I came to the channel for this and now I'm seeing.
So like, I would do magic, music, comedy, just a bunch of different things under like the realm of comedy.
Yeah, and,
like,
shotgunned it.
Exactly. Like accumulate things from a different
people. That's why,
people.
Isn't that why like all the bigger YouTubers, they separate their vlog channels?
Yeah.
And they're just like, this is where I put all my bullshit. This is where you like actually.
I always wondered why they
did
that. And
me
that
too.
Makes sense.
And that's why. Yeah.
That annoys me.
Which
though.
Is funny
because
I end up
it,
just subscribing to their vlog channels. I'll never watch their main content because I'm like, I don't care about skits. I just want to watch what you're doing behind the scenes.
I don't know who was telling me this, but they were saying how we are so interested in how other people react or how other people act. They had this monkey or I don't know, just some close species relative that's to us. And it was like, push this button and you'll get food. Push this button and you'll see other monkeys like yourself. And so the monkey, hungry, you know, as monkeys are, he constantly was pushing his button for an hour just to watch other monkeys, almost like an Instagram for monkeys.
Hmm.
And it was just this idea that as humans, we're always interested in like how they react, what they do, how do they handle certain situations, you know? And so
I just bought, Hannah and I just went to Barnes & Noble this weekend and bought books because we found ourselves sitting at home for about an hour just scrolling through Instagram. We would do this like 5 minutes of just looking and not we would just sit there and just and we finally got to the point where we were like, fuck this. And like Instagram and Twitter and like and
I was gonna say just Instagram
Facebook.
For an hour.
No. It was just an example.
You know that's
just
a little,
an example.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Reddit, I'd scroll through Facebook. Like just checking, and it got to
you
got to
have your cycle. You got to go Instagram for a little bit, and then you go okay, because now they're not doing chronological order.
Right.
Fuck
yeah.
Them.
I hate that.
Can we talk about that?
Yes.
I hate
let's
it.
Talk about
all right,
it. Let's get
Instagram.
Real.
If there's anybody who works at Instagram, change that shit back. Nobody wants it.
Give me the option.
Yeah. Give me the option.
Just let me.
That's
back and forth because every once in a while I'll watch whatever order you give it to like show I'm like oh, okay cool but like sometimes I generally want to catch up
yeah
and I will sit down and spend half an hour and catch up if you give me the option because sometimes I'll just go down and I'm like I can't so then I miss things
and I don't trust the algorithm sometimes you know
no,
it sends me people that I don't want to see sometimes like I accidentally looked at their profile once just to see
and
what they're doing
and, that's all
and then I'm getting
once.
All
yeah
of
it's like
pictures.
The guy from high school that is like now a meth addict or whatever and you're like I want to
see
what
he's
see
up,
what's
to.
Up to
yeah
and now they show you all like all 12 of his children
yeah his syringe
and, yeah his syringes yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah they show yeah him dying so it's just like no I don't I
did you want to say him dying
yes
yeah I was about to say
let's be honest if he's a meth addict you keep checking just to make sure he's alive or not.
Last selfie.
True.
Here we go.
But yeah, so we ended up buying some books so that every time we find ourselves going to our phones to look at social media, now we
That's
have
when
a
you
book.
You go to your computer and then you start looking at
no,
other
no,
things.
No. I want to go to a book because I want to read more. And I found myself saying, That's right. I don't have time to read. And I'm like, fuck that. I do have time to read.
You're just reading the internet.
I'm just reading the internet instead of reading goddamn books,
so
which is what I should be reading.
So, what is you guys' normal like social media cycle?
Okay, ooh. Ready? I'll start. I know exactly mine.
You're ready to
day.
Go.
Ugh. So I open up my computer. This is for my computer. It's very different.
Okay.
For each, you know,
for your phone,
for each
it's
platform.
Very different.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So for my computer, I open it up, type in Facebook. Wonder why I'm on Facebook. Close it. Then I open up Twitter. Scroll for like 10 minutes until I get bored. Same thing with YouTube. I watch some videos.
Yeah.
And then I close my laptop, and then go play Splatoon for an hour.
How's it with your phone?
My phone. I just sit on Twitter for hours.
Yeah. And scroll through.
Yeah. And then I'll like get notifications from Messenger. And like, it's not even like somebody messaged me. It's like, you're now connected.
Yeah. Oh, right. Like,
I hate that.
Yeah,
I don't care
if I'm connected.
I've done that where on Instagram it says, you're this person's now on Instagram. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, they added me. I'll add back. And I'm like, shit, I just added this person I haven't talked to in a long time. And I just, it makes it awkward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It fools me. I don't like to be fooled, Instagram.
Fool me once. Shame on
Instagram. We're talking
Instagram.
So much shit on Instagram.
Yeah, fuck Instagram.
I love Instagram. I just want chronological order.
Here's a question everybody I wanted to ask. I know I'm interrupting the flow.
Hold on. I just want to, we have, really quick, I just want to say, we have to, legally, I have to say, episode brought to you by HelloFresh.
Oh, yeah.
We messed up last time.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do an ad spot in the middle of the episode this time, because apparently it was supposed to be in the middle of the episode.
Okay. Well, everyone got a sneak peek.
Everyone got a little extra HelloFresh.
But I just had to give a little thank you, HelloFresh. All right. We'll talk to you later, HelloFresh.
Goodbye, HelloFresh. We'll see you soon.
Goodbye, HelloFresh.
What is the appropriate age for a person to get an Instagram? Now, my girlfriend's, what's it called, sister, they're debating when is the appropriate time for her to get an Instagram account.
How old is she?
Like 10, I think.
Middle school is the answer to that question.
Like sixth grade?
Yeah, that's fine.
I would say high school. I would say ninth grade. Middle school's already torturous enough.
Exactly.
Middle school's the worst. Literally the worst. You don't want to document that at all online. That shouldn't be anywhere online.
Whoa. I don't know. I had MySpace back in middle school.
You just left middle school.
What do you mean? I haven't been to middle school in years. Listen, I dropped out of college.
2 years.
I deserve more than this. Yeah. Okay? I have a beer in my hand.
Yeah.
I'm an adult.
Yeah, you're an official adult now. You can go to war.
How long have you been able to drink that beer? How many days has it been?
Well, legally.
Legally.
Not that long.
No.
Since May. I went to your birthday party.
Long?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, hell yeah. Boom, baby.
Amazing.
So high school. Okay.
I say middle school.
I think seventh grade.
I think it's tough because Instagrams are pretty shallow platform. You know what I mean?
Like,
it's very visual. You know, a lot of vanity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it could be
a lot of FOMO.
Yeah, a lot of FOMO.
But what are you missing out on in middle school? What do you have fear of missing out? But what
See,
are you missing
to me,
out
I'm
on?
I'm just thinking middle school is just inviting all the bullies.
Mm.
Like, if you have an Instagram account, you're a middle schooler, you're inviting literally the internet to comment on you. And sure, odds are it's just going to be your friends, but your friends are little shits in middle school, and they're going to say mean things.
Okay,
So, unless it's a private account, and at least...
Like your friends and family.
At least private until high school.
See, I think that's fair. Yeah. I think that's fair if you have a private account. Because if you can choose who's looking at it, you only add your friends. And I think also, as much as I would have killed me for saying this, if I was in the children's position, like the parents should absolutely be monitoring the comments that are happening on the internet. Not necessarily intervening.
Yeah.
Just monitoring.
Just knowing what's happening.
Yeah, no. Okay. Don't comment. If you're a parent.
No, do not comment.
Don't comment. Don't like. Don't nothing.
No.
Don't touch.
But also.
Can look, but don't touch.
But also, I'm sorry. I'm like messing with like the pop filter because it's so far away from the thing.
Yes. About this. Are you guys thinking about your childhoods? Like you're thinking back.
Yeah,
like,
I'm thinking of mine and I'm thinking of futures.
Like I, listen, see, like you said, I'm like fresh out of middle school. Mm. So like it's I don't know how it was when you were young, but like it's kind of like high school now. Like I feel like kids are growing up so much faster.
That's the point. That's why it's awful, because you're growing up faster, but your brains are still little melting pools of hormones.
They're still little fetuses
that you just like you. It's literally the first 2 years of you getting adult hormones. You don't know what's going on. No matter how much faster you're growing, because all the information on the internet's right there for you to learn what's going on, which is great. I actually think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's just your brain is still mush, man. Like,
My brain is still mush, to be honest, right now.
I think all of our brains are mush.
I think there were some studies done that like said like in middle school, like those first like puberty years, like it's practically pointless to learn like sophisticated like skill, like math, all that stuff. And that's why I didn't
pay attention
like,
at
it's
all
best in middle school. Like, it's best in middle school to learn more of, like, a craft, something where you have to do your hand, repetitive tasks, because your brain is such mush, you won't not retain the information.
Whoa. Oh, interesting.
I just want to say.
So, it's like, because you're just, like, hormones, sex, okay, and then, like, that's all that's going on, even if you don't want to be that person. Like,
that's fair.
So, it's just, like, keep it private, because... Yeah, like, wait until you're a little
I'll say
bit
private.
Better to,
Instagram,
like...
Instagram private.
What about Facebook, though?
Yeah,
Facebook.
Facebook,
I think, is okay.
They're not going to be on Facebook.
What?
Oh, shit. Taking down Facebook. Taking down Instagram.
We should make a new Facebook. Like, MySpace came in
just
and took
make
over.
A Facebook?
That's yeah, so hard.
I mean,
it's so
not...
integrated. Facebook is so integrated in everything.
Facebook's
it's
just
going to
be,
Instagram.
Like, a weird service that you have an account, but you're not going to actually use it for your social stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people still do, which is very weird. Like, people from my home still use it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll log in on there, and I'll still see, like, people from my, like, high school. Like,
yeah, see, I don't post
Facebook.
Anything. Do you guys post stuff?
I post
sometimes.
Things that from my
every
other
once
site.
In a while.
So Instagram gets posted to Facebook sometimes.
Oh,
like, it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
You know, I
yeah,
have
totally.
A different audience in each kind
me
of
too.
Platform.
Yeah.
It's like Facebook's
yeah,
very,
me too.
Like, friends and family, if I let them know. If I want it more widespread, then I guess I do Instagram. And then Twitter's just like a sinkhole. I just throw something in there. And I don't care what people see. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Twitter's where I'm, like, a political activist. Instagram is where I'm vain as fuck. and Facebook is just like, I guess I have like family who watches this. But Facebook's honestly, I use it as an event planner calendar thing because they still, that's
yeah.
what
oh,
I
the
use
events
it for.
Part is really
like,
cool.
I get
actually
invited to
useful.
Events and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That's set in my schedule.
Or like a Facebook, like a group of people. Like I had a class and I was like, oh, hey, let's all have like a chat group.
Right. Yeah.
On
that's
Facebook,
it's really nice
you know
for
what
that
mean?
Too.
Yeah.
What do you use everything for? Let's complete the circle.
Yeah. So I don't really use social media on the computer very yeah. much. Like, I'm not really on – I'll go on Facebook on the computer sometimes. But
so casual.
Casually. Mm. But mostly it's in my hand. And I go to Reddit a lot to
yep.
check news, which I know is bad. But, like, it's the stuff that rises really quick.
Yep.
I just like to see what people – and then I also like to see the – it really interests me to see, like, the melting pot of comments because yeah. I like seeing people just fucking fight and tear each other apart.
All the time.
And that's what Reddit's good for. And so I'll go to Reddit, and then I'll go to Instagram, and then I'll finish up with Twitter. And then if Facebook has
a
notification, yeah, Facebook has a notification,
Star,
I'll check
okay
that.
Over there?
I'm trying to get this pop filter to actually be very close to the mic instead of me having to push it
oh,
here.
No.
It's doing
for the
that.
Listeners at home who's not watching YouTube, Star is trying to fix her pop filter.
That's where if you hear all these little cricks and crackles, that's what's going on.
It's
I'm
the
sorry.
AM ASMR
it's
portion.
Okay, I'll just call
it
the pop filter.
Just introduce ASMR.
ASMR today. We're all out today. ASMR.
See, yours is doing the side thing. Yours is doing like
we all got our own styles.
Yeah, we all have our own. I mean, you got the over.
We're kind of
the
same. Yeah, I think
yeah,
I set that up.
That
so,
up.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah, you probably set up. Yeah,
I had to put a little yellow tape on my pop filter because.
Somebody keeps stealing it?
No, I'm afraid people are going to use this pop filter and be like, ugh, what kind of smells in there?
And then, like, you know we know I mean? Whose it is now.
Yeah, it's mine. So keep your hands off. Guys, you know what I'm afraid of doing? I'm afraid of farting in my seat. I have this fear.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Because I talked about this
yeah,
in
you
New
talked
York.
About this, yeah.
During a podcast
in New York.
Or just
no,
in general?
Anywhere,
no.
even okay. in my car, because I'm afraid that it'll just be. Like stained with
there
fart
forever.
Smells.
Yeah.
yeah. And so I just.
That was Owen's chair, right?
Owen's chair?
Owen's chair was stained with farts
yes.
forever,
really?
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I assume.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, then my car seat is awful.
I just
like,
had this fear.
How do you not fart in your own car? Like,
I just had this fear that someone's going to be sniffing around.
That's why you keep
you know
freezing
what?
Your car.
I,
you know.
Listen, I think. You should,
this
you should
is what's important,
to,
guys.
You
all right,
be able
this is
to
the podcast.
Fart wherever you want,
that's
I'm
true.
Actually afraid of farts.
What?
I can't
wait
trust
in general.
Them. No, just no, like my own. Like,
oh, okay. You don't trust your own. Farts?
I don't trust my own
listen,
either. No, I'm in the same fucking camp.
Okay, but hold on. I have been.
For the people listening, we
they
just
they,
we just
yeah,
tried
they
high
just tried to high five, and
we both tried to do it.
You gotta look at
there it is.
No,
oh,
we,
that was
I
a good
look
one.
At all.
You gotta
I didn't
look
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, you didn't look at all.
You were trying to be
barely.
Confident about it. You both were like, "Fuck it, I don't need to see the fucking elbow." Boom.
And you do.
Yeah.
You do every time. So, like, I have this. So, like, in high school, like, I had this really bad experience of where I...
Did you shart?
Yes.
Oh. Ooh, and I come close.
Yeah. No, dude, you're so lucky you didn't. So if you want to check it out, youtube.com/Elijah, the story about pooping myself in high school.
Hell yeah. Sorry, you better check it out.
That sucks real bad because that's in school. Mm.
Well, it was actually... So I went to a technical high school where I became trained to become an electrician, which was a waste of 4 years.
Oh, I was going to say fancy.
I know. I thought it was fancy.
It was very fancy, but my inner monologue through the whole thing was like, I don't give a shit about any of this. I'm going to be a magician.
I love it.
And yeah. I'm afraid for our future.
You're afraid of... Yo, wait, go ahead, please. You're afraid of futures.
And farts. Oh, both yes. Fs. F words just really get
F
me.
F all of it.
Weird. No, because, like, there was this new study that came out that, like, I don't know what the percentage was, but it's a very large amount of people, like, kids wanted to be social influencers.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
It's terrifying.
But I think that many kids wanted to be celebrities before that.
Yeah.
So
everyone,
I think so.
That's fair.
I think
everyone
it probably,
wants to be
yeah.
famous.
Here's the thing, though.
Everyone just wants
like
to be loved.
They have
not
more
just
access.
Little kids, but it's like teens. Like people are like yeah. abandoning like well, traditional roots to
yeah.
do
yeah,
this.
Traditional
it's,
jobs.
It's more
yeah.
than it's ever been. And that's scary.
Here's what I think might me. Here's what I think might help that. The as like the YouTube grows and the industry grows, like there's gonna be and our age groups grow up. Like we grow yeah. up as people. We're all familiar with YouTube. The younger generation is all familiar. So everybody's gonna be familiar with YouTube. So when we're looking for shit that interests us, we're gonna go on YouTube and look for it. And if being an electrician or doing whatever, yeah. like or being a I don't know, somebody who is investing in like electric energy. If that interests me, I'm gonna go on YouTube and search for it. And so like those people need to specialize in what they're doing, but make mm-hmm. YouTube channels about it if they really care that much about it. And then people can learn from what they're doing.
Right.
So like I think that we'll have to find this balance of
yeah,
like
for sure.
so many people because basically what YouTube did is it allowed everybody and all these kind of things, what we're doing right now on as a podcast, like it allows normal people to make content. And that's really fucking cool that now everybody has the ability to do it. But it means
yeah.
that so many people are doing it
yeah.
that we had this conversation the other day. There's just so much fucking content out there that you can't get to all of it.
You can't.
And it just becomes overwhelming. And everybody's trying to make a podcast.
Love
everybody's
it.
Trying to make YouTube.
Which makes
like,
our jobs harder.
Right.
Oversaturated.
Oversaturation.
I mean,
because
Facebook Watch just came out.
Yeah.
And I look at it and I'm
yeah.
just completely
overwhelmed.
Yeah. And I was telling you about this. Yeah. There's this MTV series called, shit, what was it?
Cribs.
Lucky Enough Wilding Nicole. Lucky Enough Nicole something. Unlucky. Exactly. Fuck it.
Social influencers.
There is a show on MTV that's getting canceled, and it's being
okay.
moved to Facebook Watch. So the same treatment that had, like,
yep.
The Mindy Project moved to Hulu,
yep.
you know, all the canceled shows go to Netflix or Hulu.
The
now it's being affected
season, I mean, it makes sense,
to Facebook
honestly.
Watch.
It
the
does.
Last season of Adventure Time is only going to be on Hulu.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That
I mean, that's fair.
Today.
But Facebook Watch,
that's a whole other level.
Whole other level underneath,
oh, yeah.
you know what I mean?
It's going to be so much.
But
you're
it makes
gonna,
sense.
Here's the thing. All this is going to do, this is why I'm okay with oversaturation, mm-hmm. is because the good shit is going to rise to the top.
We'll hope so. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like,
I disagree with that for the sole reason. And calling you out, Jake Paul is at the top of YouTube right now. And if you're talking
yeah,
about good content rising to the top,
but in the end, he's gonna be over. Like that's the thing. Like that's
yeah.
a flash in the pan kind of thing, which we always had too. Like Jake Paul
hopefully.
Is like our current, like I'll say Paris Hilton.
Okay.
You yeah. know, like Paris Hilton, flash in the pan. She had shows. People are like, why the fuck are we watching her? She just had a sex tape, blah, blah, blah. She was just rich
Kim
and
Kardashian.
Spoiled.
Yep.
They haven't gone anywhere yet.
Yeah, they
Although
haven't.
Kardashians have figured out a different alternate plan.
That's very true. You're right.
But
you're
like,
right.
as like a strictly like, what are you? And you just have all this attention and you're going to make money real quick. People are going to throw shit at you. And then
yeah.
you're kind of like, and you'll try a music career. I still have Paris Hilton's one song.
Hey.
I was kind of like, you know what? I'll give you this one. It's not the worst thing. But.
Well, she's surrounded by music producers, so
yeah.
there's an aspect to that
so,
is going
like,
to be
it'll
yeah,
be a flash
produced
in the pan
in some
thing.
Way.
They'll be really popular. There's still going to be people who stand for them for like ever, and then they'll fade away. Like that's normal.
We
but
can
like,
only hope.
I'm looking forward to like, I like the oversaturation because at least in TV, in my head, all reality TV pays for stuff like Breaking Bad. Like
yeah.
that's how you
sure.
get
yeah.
like. The network's going to get their money from these really cheap shows and in the end, but to be able to pay for like something that's amazing. So what I'm hoping is that all the oversaturated like Facebook Watch, mm-hmm. maybe all those things don't make a ton of money, but they make enough money to be able to produce one really good thing. And everyone yeah. watched the one really good
But I think
thing.
It's really hard, too, because you have to be careful. I mean, they're giving out money to make these things, so it's like they're funding some of these projects. So as like I know Facebook has so much money that it probably doesn't. It's probably just a dime.
They have in the back of their headquarters, yeah. they literally, not literally, I was
figuratively, literally.
Figuratively, they probably have like a vault of just all the money they've made. And they just put it there like, what can we do with this? Burn it? Probably.
Make shows. But they're also trying to find that hit show, too.
Right.
So, like, you have to kind of, it's like throw money in the pot.
But what scares me is that they're making, not just them, it's not just their, I mean, here's the thing. From our perspective, it's really good that they're making a lot of stuff because it means that we have the opportunity to make good stuff.
Yeah,
but in general, it's like at some point that bubble's going to burst, right? At some point, they're going to go, we are spending, all of these companies are going to go, we're spending way too much money on
shows.
And
not enough return.
Not enough return, and they're going to slash all of it. And hundreds of people, thousands of people are going to lose
their
jobs.
That's why, like, the YouTube ad apocalypse is happening right now. Like, that's the beginning. We're getting that. But here's the thing. It'll do that, and then it'll settle, and it'll grow again.
It'll settle, yeah.
And just kind of knowing that that's the cycle of things, instead of just trying to, like, fight against it, it's just, like, it's easier to ride the wave of it and just understand. They're like, okay, like, this is literally not a stable market. So float.
It's like a Bitcoin.
If you're putting all of your eggs in one basket as a creator, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
If you are just sitting on YouTube and hoping that all the money that's coming to you, like, that's why I feel zero, maybe because I'm a bad person, but I feel zero sympathy for anybody who complains that they're not making money off of YouTube anymore when they used to be. Because if you're, like, solely relying on YouTube, you're doing it wrong. 100%.
Yeah, you should have.
You're not being aware of
the market.
It's a very scary market. It's the internet. Anything can change in literally snap of fingers.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you their algorithms. You know how scary that is to be like, I'm part of this thing where like I'm making money from this. I don't know how I'm making money from this. You're like
magic.
It's just yeah.
I think that like YouTube is a wildfire that somebody never put out. And it's constantly going to keep growing and growing and growing until, like, it rains. And then it screws all of us over.
Do y'all remember when YouTube videos were only 10 minutes long?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
There's still an approval thing that I have on my YouTube thing that says you're approved to have longer than 10 or 15 minute videos or whatever it is.
I have a quick
amazing.
Sorry, I know we're trying to move on to questions, but I have a quick side note. I feel like a lot of content right now is moving towards this very long form, and Facebook and Snapchat and YouTube and everybody's trying to have this like, okay guys, it's time to get serious now. We need to have serious shows. We need to be longer. We need to be 20 minutes because if we're going to be taken seriously, we need to have long linear shows like TV shows on the internet. But that's not why I joined the internet. I was watching a video essay by Every Frame a Painting.
Yeah, I love
it. I was rewatching it. It was about the quadrant formula, about breaking down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to rewatch it because I'm shooting something this weekend. And that video is like 4 or 5 minutes long. And he's able to compact so much information into that. But the fact is that sales and ads dictate the market, and they want you to be making longer form videos. Because
so
remember,
they get more ads.
And that's what that was told to us in SourceFed, too. Yeah. It's like, we need to find a way to make our content longer. We have the gaming content. We have all this stuff. We need to make sure it's like over 10 minutes and something like that.
Yeah.
But that's not... it's just so weird to me that they're making that move to over there.
Right.
Know? I'm curious.
I have so much.
This is my first thought. Yes. My first thought was like, but Luis, you're old. And then I was like, wait, we have someone.
I love it.
Young boy.
We got a young boy.
As a content creator, like I do animated stories, like I said, and I cannot do that length. Because it's too much.
Yeah.
And I don't even do fully animated. I do half animated so I can put it out weekly.
Yeah.
They want consistent and long content. And the only reason they're doing that is because they're trying to compete with Netflix and Hulu. And YouTube does not realize that they're not Netflix or Hulu.
They're not.
And it's going to kill their company. I don't want to get too into this because I'm so passionate about it.
No, get into it. Be passionate.
It's just, I think that we've come so, so, so far away from the original idea of YouTube and all of that stuff.
Well, original YouTube was to be
it's
like, how
to,
do
well,
I
it's
dump...
a dating site
no,
originally.
No,
originally.
Really?
It was a dating site, yeah.
Oh,
and you post your videos of like, hey, I'm Jenny, yeah, and I'm and like
then
penguins.
And then they changed it into the.
I remember.
Just share with your
I'm trying to remember,
family.
Like YouTube when, like, oh God, my no, I graduated college when YouTube came out.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I am old.
no, we're just younger than you.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all.
Yeah.
just trying to make
but
you feel better.
It
okay.
was it was so people could upload just your random
stuff. Yeah.
Clips so you could share it, and it was just a convenient way because otherwise you had to like email it to people.
Yeah, like, and you had to put it in like an FTP server mm-hmm. and then send it to some yeah.
and send it, and then people sometimes people would share the link and then mm-hmm. fuck over for that poor soul who had that FTP yes. server. And like the most you could get like of like quick viral videos were like albino black sheep, like the flash videos uh-huh. and things like that, because like that was they were the file sizes were small.
I'll
because
say,
you couldn't do video.
Yeah,
2012 was the best time on YouTube.
And, you know, I think what SourceFed came around that time,
2012.
Too.
Yeah.
2012.
You know how I know that? Because that's when I opened my channel.
That was a good time. That was the time if no, everyone was kind of like the YouTubers have been in the game, kind of were more, yeah. you know, they figured it out and they were on their stride.
Exactly.
And people said, hey, we can make money off of this. So mm-hmm. let's change the format.
And then it went all downhill from there. I think it went all downhill, like, content-wise when, like, I remember, oh, my God, I remember getting made fun of in, like, high school for making YouTube videos.
Aww. And now you know who's making the YouTube videos?
The same people who made fun of me. And yep. I think it – you know what's even better than that? Not only are they making the videos, they're coming to me now. Like, I'll get text messages or, like – MySpace, not MySpace.
What?
Yeah, I still get messages on MySpace. Yeah. You know, I'm you know trying to bring it back. Whatever.
Who's in your top five?
My mom, my grandma, my aunt, my uncle, and Tim.
Oh, you're really family oriented
oh,
person.
You know, you gotta be because they're the only people on MySpace.
Okay,
they're the only ones I get convinced to read
to be like, back to, on MySpace.
Right, right,
yeah,
right, right.
Exactly. What was the point I was trying to make?
These people were contacting you to
yeah,
be on,
so
yeah.
like literally I would get I still get messages like, hey Elijah, I know I made fun of
you.
You
just
high
send
school.
Them like fuck you, fuck you.
I'll just send them like, hey, have you checked out my newest video yet? And then I don't respond after that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just crazy. It's crazy to see like the YouTube nerd as a YouTube nerd like turn into like yeah. what it is now. I think it's just gone so I think when money got introduced to it. It got really, really weird.
Yeah.
But who cares?
I mean,
I'm
I think it'll,
say,
yeah,
fuck
I think.
The algorithm and I'm going to upload whatever the fuck.
Dude, yeah.
I think you just upload the
fuck
stuff
yes.
that you love. And yeah. it, yeah, and it's, yeah, you just got to do what you love. And then,
yeah, don't
and then
make
you'll
it
find,
a business.
Yeah.
Enjoy making content.
We had
content.
This whole discussion because of, because Ruby, we just put ads on.
Yes.
Finally.
Finally.
Because Google AdSense wasn't, they said, we'll get back to you in 3 days. And they don't have a help service for AdSense.
And they never
basically,
got
like,
back.
Yeah. And so, like, AdSense, for the people that don't know, is the service that's used on YouTube. It's used for anything where you're putting ads places. You basically are able to, like, tell them what kind of ads you want. And then if it's on a website, like, you can mm-hmm. specify the size and stuff. If it's on YouTube, then you just, like, you put anything you don't want advertising before your video. And then you can track all of your analytics of like what kind of ads you're getting and how they're being served and how many people are clicking on them and all the important shit you need to be able to make money off of it. And but they have no help features for it. They have like a forum that you can go to,
yeah.
and that's it. And so we've been waiting for like a month.
Yeah, to trying to get like
trying to get
the site launched.
Yeah,
to be like,
trying
okay,
to get
it's launched because it needs to exist before you could apply.
Yeah. It has to have shit on it before you can apply. It has to be
yeah.
populated. It has to have text on it so that the crawler can go in and identify that the site's a real site and it has things on it. And then we'll allow you to post, we'll allow you to put ads on that site. But it's they were like, check back in 3 days. And it's been mm-hmm. a month. So,
oh
and there's no
my,
way to contact.
Serious?
There's
yeah.
no way to like get
so
a hold
using,
of anybody. So,
we're
yeah.
we're using my old AdSense account for my old webcomic, candycomics.com, candy with an I. I haven't said that in a year.
And comics with an X?
Comic with an I. I don't know. Oh, God. I haven't said that phrase in forever. I haven't updated that webcomic in over a year. It's technically on hiatus. It's going to be on hiatus for a long time.
Can we do a webcomic collab? I just started doing
not
like,
right.
Really
honestly,
bad ones.
Honestly, straight up, not right now.
No, it's fine. Like I don't do I it would, like religiously. Like I just started doing it because like the animation stuff. But like eventually in the future,
I will talk. Talk generally, not right now. I have her.
I was
just like,
on retainer.
Spencer's going to kill me if I like take on more.
Yes.
Freelance
no, just
right
one.
Now because I need to be working on Ruby.
Here's the thing. I've put her in a spot where she just has to continually be drawing.
Oh my
no, forever and always.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was just talking about in the future.
Which, yeah.
Because I'm
my,
not anywhere
which
in my
is
career.
My dream. I have to drawing forever is my dream.
I know.
I don't understand why I'm so frustrated.
It's because
funny.
When it becomes when you start making money from it, you're
no,
like,
not even we're not making
or
money.
Not even
yet.
Money.
We're not,
start,
there's no money.
Pre-
yet.
Not
when
even
it becomes
money,
like a job, right?
A job. It's annoying. Like I when I was growing up, like I wanted to be a magician, right? And then I started performing a lot and a lot and a lot and making, you know, some money off of it. And I was like, you know,
it's not fun anymore.
It's like, it's still kind of fun, but I didn't feel like that wonder when I was like doing it for free. But now that I made money off of it, like why would I do it for free? Like I have
right.
Like,
well, it becomes
now.
It becomes like a, and I think this happens with. Anything that anybody does that they're passionate that yeah okay so this is like a whole conversation that I had with somebody the other day because it was like there's the people that are really good can do what they do really well under easy circumstances under the worst circumstances.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like if you're really good at writing or really good at directing or whatever or really good at drawing, like it's not good enough to be able to if you want to be like the best, it's not good enough to just be good at those things when it's like, oh, okay, I just have to draw a thing and I have however long. And it's like, no, it's like you have to be really good. For example, if we're talking
about
Lord of the Rings, like they had all these things that they had to do to be able to make that movie. Like they had to be in the wilderness. They had to deal with all the elements. They had to deal with all the shit.
It wasn't
that
comfortable.
The one guy was allergic to
toe.
Latex. Like he broke his foot or he got stabbed in the foot or something like that.
No, he like, there was the scene with the guy who plays the Aragorn. I don't know. I'm not good with the Lord of the Rings name. But
nobody
like he
is.
Thought the hobbits
were, except nerds.
He thought the hobbits were dead. He thought like the orcs
killed
them and they were burnt and he like kicks the thing. In that
oh,
scene,
he broke
in that
his,
cut,
yeah,
he broke
his
toe.
Oh, shit.
Well, and then
and they used that cut.
Good.
And then
I like
Sam at one point is running off that dock. I'm pretty sure it's this part. He's running off. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. But he's running off the dock to catch Frodo. And he got a piece of wood that went through his foot. And he kept going. And he just did the scene. And so it's like, and those are like kind of just
right.
anecdotes.
Yeah.
But the idea that like you have to be able to deal, you have to be able to do incredible things in the worst circumstances, and that's what makes those people so good. Not necessarily that they're just good, they're good under pressure and they're good when things are really hard and they know how to like adapt.
It's, it's working when you don't want to work on something anymore and being able to do it. George R. R. Martin, you better fucking finish
George R.
Books.
R. Martin.
Hey,
enemy
George,
of the podcast.
I say you don't have
to
do
No, not
it.
Enemy.
Oh.
No, no,
everybody
I
else,
love
man.
Your stories. Just please finish your books.
Please.
Just finish your books. God
don't
damn
do
it.
Don't do it. Take as long as you
books.
Want.
He's
going to
die.
He's going to die.
Everybody dies.
But also.
You know, like I wanted another Shakespeare poem, but.
Oops. You're not going to get that.
Dead.
Dead. Yeah,
oh,
well,
geez.
You know, you can't get everything you want. But
very
you can
true.
Try.
That's
and that's George R. R. Martin. We're trying right now. Shape up.
Please. Better shape up. Oop,
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 oh,
oop.
Sometimes I don't feel like writing. You ever not get in that mood? Finish
hey,
your fucking book.
Have you ever written? I've penned one kind of novel in my life, and it was a really bad one.
Hey, but you did it.
I used to write Sailor Moon fan fiction when I was in
did
middle
really?
School.
Did you really?
That's awesome.
It was horrible.
But
it was
still
all
awesome.
Mary Sue.
I used to write Harry Potter stuff. I had a Harry Potter notebook.
Harry Potter story.
And I would
I
just write
that.
Like
I actually
tons
generally
of
want
Harry
to
Potter
read your
stories.
Harry Potter stories.
Well, they were when I was like 8 or
even
9.
Better.
So
I
want to
read. That's unlimited
yes!
imagination.
We, okay,
right there.
Okay, we found one of those. Did you guys ever get in school? Okay, these are my favorite thing. Holy shit, I'm gonna freak out. My favorite thing that I got in school were those white hardbound books. Did you guys ever get those you could slide a thing in the cover,
like a moleskin?
And then
yes,
no. It was like a hardbound book, and then you'd slide the piece of paper in the cover. And you'd open it up, and it was completely blank, and you'd have to like
put
write
in it, right?
Yeah,
and
you'd
stuff.
Have to
yeah,
write
yeah.
in it, and it's basically like you had your own hardbound book. It was when we got them, I asked for like six of them. We were only supposed to get one, but I was like, can I just have all of the ones? I don't care if somebody else doesn't get one. Like, I just want all of them. And that's how they would always give me an extra.
I'll nerd out with you. I love that shit.
I love it. It's so
a little better.
Better than completely missing, I would say.
We got that the second. The second we looked. Was really good. We did look.
Next time, we'll do it without looking.
Okay,
and we're gonna nail it.
We're going to slam on this.
It's going to be the worst.
But yeah, I fucking love those. They got me so excited because every time I knew when we got them, when those were coming out, when I saw them come in the classroom, I was like, we're going to get to write stories. And that's all I want to do. So we found just recently under the bed in my parents' house that like a whole collection of things. And I think when I was back for Christmas last year, we found one of those white hardbound books, and it was like about a magician, and like it was like Harry Potter fan fiction, basically.
Please,
so I'll try and find
it.
Read
a passage. So bad.
I'll come
back.
I grew up
doing magic too, so I'm kind of in a similar like I grew up doing it, and I loved it, and it was like my favorite thing for up until I was I think it was in high school when I kind of
I never
started
grew up
not doing
that's,
yeah
that's,
but
that's the kind
but
of thing.
I still love it. So okay, I'm gonna do this really quick because we have to, because we're legally bound to do it, and also because we love HelloFresh.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. HelloFresh. Sorry, HelloFresh. Hey, I'm going to take a minute and just apologize to HelloFresh real quick. HelloFresh, we read our ad at the beginning of the podcast last time.
We are so sorry for that.
We're fucking idiots. Here's the thing. You're our first sponsor.
Please, be patient with us.
And we're still learning, but boy, do we love you.
Yes, please send us more food. It was so good.
Send
Elijah some food.
Please, I'm a starving artist.
I'm starving. I think is what
I mean,
said.
Elijah, starving. Let me ask you a question. Artist. Do you love fresh things?
I love anything food. Yes, I love fresh food.
But HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun so you can focus on the whole experience, not just the final plate. Each week, HelloFresh creates new, delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home-cooked shorts.
It's true.
We did it again!
We did it again! It's hard!
It's so hard. For everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks, short on time.
Boom. You did
it.
Yes. Cooks, here's the thing. We're going to cook some shorts.
We're going to cook some nice shorts.
Whoa. I'm offended because I'm a short. All right.
We're going to home cook some shorts. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed, so there's no food waste. And like I said before, that was actually my favorite part, I think, because I waste so much food.
Yes.
And it came, there was like a little, did you guys get that little,
the tiny mayonnaise?
Yeah!
Oh,
yes.
It was my favorite.
Everything was like little itty bitty versions, like here's the tiny mayonnease, here's the little
it was
tiny
perfect,
balsamic vinegar.
Because I didn't feel like I was wasting anything.
Yep.
It was my favorite.
And I was like, it was a weird thing because like, could have saved it because I didn't
right,
have
but
it.
You needed it.
Like, I have mayo in my fridge. I'm like, I could just use, but I'm like, but this is so
but
cute.
But it's
and
so
tiny,
cute.
And this
yeah.
is the exact
it was like the little
I
foods.
Need.
Yeah.
So I used that.
And then the only thing I had left over were panko breadcrumbs, and I'm totally fine with that because I'll use them elsewhere.
Yeah.
So you just roll them up, put them in the bag, take a little. Yeah.
Just eat
it. Just eat them straight.
for those in the Slack who like remembered like a week or two ago where I went on like a weird mission of like how the heck do you make mayonnaise? How the heck do you make?
Oh
all
yeah,
this
that's
sauce?
Right.
It was honestly because I was making the HelloFresh stuff because it was you had to mix different things to make different sauces.
Yeah,
which was cool, and I was just like, wait, how would I make this from scratch? Like. And then it made me go, no, like truly from scratch. Like, how
like
do
if
you
want to make mayo from the beginning.
Like, yeah, like how do you do it? And then I just went on this weird, because I always think of like apocalypse situations.
Yes.
Like, what would my job be?
Yeah.
And it was like.
Making condiments.
I think about that too.
Yeah,
what would my
like,
job be?
Because I
the
want
apocalypse.
Flavors.
Not make
I
movies.
Want like, I want to be something with food. So like, I'm important enough so people don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, she makes the food taste good, so
that
we're not going
to
do
you
it.
You
want to
be the
to
sauce
her.
Person.
And that's why.
But apparently making sauces, like, from scratch, like, I don't know what, like, it made me go into, like, okay, so mayonnaise has vinegar in it.
Which I had no idea.
Which I was just like, okay, well, then how do you make vinegar? What? And I'm like, okay, well, how do you make vinegar? And which turned me into, like, trying to.
Oh, you went down rabbit hole, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, which is essentially vinegar dangerous. Is just, like, it's alcohol gone bad. Like, that's what it is. So I was like, fuck, I need to come friends with the beer makers.
Yeah.
Which means I need to learn how to make bread. Because the bread and beer, like, I went And I went deep with Slack. Like, the Slack knows, because I was on this rant of, like, how do I do this? How would I go here? And, like, they were just like, I don't know what started this.
And if you haven't joined the Slack yet, you should go join the Slack.
Guys, join the Slack. It is a community of family members. They are there for you when you're in trouble. They're there for you when you're happy.
It's true.
We are very close to 400 people in our Slack.
We are.
Okay, everybody.
It's so exciting.
You can join in on our Twitter at We Stayed Late.
Yeah, that's true.
I pop in sometimes.
I pop in a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't at all.
Yeah. But you're welcome to join.
Wait, did we finish up our HelloFresh?
We didn't finish HelloFresh, so I'm going to finish up HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers food to your doorstep in a recyclable, insulated box for free. Again, really cool.
Also,
also really fucking cool. HelloFresh is now offering light autumn meals and has just introduced breakfast options. By the way, we miss Autumn.
We miss you, Autumn.
Autumn, if you're listening.
Do you think she listens?
I don't think she listens. She's gone on to do amazing things.
I ain't got no fucking time to listen.
She doesn't.
Autumn's like a big star now.
She's a big star now. It's less than $10 a meal, which is really awesome. And we had a great time making the food and eating the food, and it was really good.
It was
tasty. And so yeah, so use
the cranberry mayo sauce,
so good,
delicious.
So for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code WSL30. That's WSL30, and you can help us out a little bit and actually save some money on your order, which you should do because it's real good.
If we're
in the apocalypse, HelloFresh would be really great.
Yeah.
Please still deliver in the apocalypse.
Yeah. Also, like, if you guys do that and you're in the Slack and you get your HelloFresh, let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a channel for that.
We have a little food channel.
Slack salivation.
If you do it,
yep.
We want to see it. That'd be great.
I was going to make a really bad joke. And,
Make the bad joke.
Nope. Because I was going to be like, HelloFresh, if you would like to send me stuff, my address is. And I was going to put in
my address.
Oh, no, don't do that.
That would be a bad idea.
I think it's a great idea. Here, I'm going to do it. 752 South Main Street, Los Angeles, 90014. Nope. Apartment 269. Send me stuff. I don't care.
That is commitment. I love it.
I commit to my jokes and I'll stick with it. Again, I'll repeat it.
You're gonna repeat it.
I'll repeat it. Ready? Everybody, be quiet.
Everyone, shut the.
752 South Main Street, Los Angeles.
You're gonna get doxxed. You're gonna get doxxed so hard.
914, apartment 269.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it.
There's a podcast killer who's gonna be like, excellent.
Feel free.
I'm going to kill.
Send anything.
You want to send whatever you want. And here's the catch. I don't live there. No, here's even the better catch. It just gets forwarded to my new address.
Oh no. Okay, so you do. So you do get
the
thing.
I used to live.
But they can't come find
you. How do you set that up?
I don't know. Magic.
You just go to the post office and fill out a form.
Yeah.
Damn.
Send it to me. Send it to that address. It'll be fine. I'll get it.
They'll send you mail for a year.
Oh really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can do it again, and then do it 2 years.
I still get mail from the person who lived in my apartment.
Okay.
I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, let me tell the story really quick. So I got a package from a eBay or Amazon or something to somebody. This is back when I was living in downtown.
Yes.
And I got, like, it was a full, like, package. And it clearly looked like it was important. And it had
it.
The name. I didn't open it. But I shook it a little bit. But I didn't open it. But it was like our second or third week there. And I should have turned. What I should have done is I should have taken it and given it back to them and been like, this isn't. This person doesn't live here anymore.
Should have said return to sender, yeah.
Right. But I didn't because I'm an idiot. So what I did instead is we started getting lots of mail for this person because they didn't change their address. Which is fine. It just, we got like, you know, spam, but then we also got this package. And so I decided I was going to find that person.
Oh no.
So I went
Amazing.
On a quest
I love
to
this.
Find the yeah. person that used to live in my apartment and get them their package back.
That's a Facebook watch series.
It was so fun.
That
so,
is a story time if I've ever heard
so,
of
that. I would say, wait, can we guess what you did?
Yeah.
My guess is that you call the landlord and ask for where this person moved.
I'm thinking catfish style. You search it on Facebook.
Yep.
You tracked them down to the newest. You found their name on Facebook, And then you did something after that.
Okay.
Was I close?
I say you found their Instagram account, looked at their geolocation, and said, ah, he lives around there. That's all I got.
That was close? Okay, so here's what actually happened. So the person, and I'm not going to say their name, had a very their name was unique. Their first name was not, but their last name was very unique. So I was like, okay, it wasn't like a John Smith. So I think there's probably only like maybe a handful of them that exist in California.
Right. Yeah.
There's probably an even smaller handful that exist in LA if they still live in LA. But if there's somebody who lives in LA with that name, it's likely that it's them.
Yeah.
Right? Because like the name was just weird.
Did you Yellow Page?
So no, I didn't. I actually did the Facebook thing.
Okay.
So I went on. I went.
Ready? We're not gonna look. It was even worse than the first time.
I was genuinely afraid for your eyeball, Spencer.
Oh, well, whatever.
I apologize, Spencer.
It's all good.
Almost killed
you. I was ready.
Gif it.
So I went onto Facebook and I found their profile, but I couldn't contact them because they had like privacy on where like you couldn't message them if they aren't. I was back when Facebook did that, where like you couldn't message them.
So you added their sister.
So I didn't add their sister. I tried to add them as a friend, but they didn't respond. Uh-huh. So I was like, "Fuck! I knew I had to have another course of action. So, what I did is I searched because they had some pictures that were public, but uh-huh. others that were not. And the ones that were public were not pictures they had put up. They were uh-huh. pictures. Other people had put up that were public,
uh-huh.
even though their account was private. So here's what so then I went and I found, like, I scrolled through all the pictures and uh-huh. I found a picture of them in. They were I think she was playing like bass in a band.
Uh huh.
And I was like, she's in that band. I don't know what the band's name is.
Oh, it's a girl.
It's a girl.
Oh, that's even creepier, man.
So I know it's creepy. I had to do it though. Like, I had to get the package to her.
You didn't have to.
I had to. I had to. And so then I found that she was in a band that was playing like in a venue. So
that's
I was like,
your ticket.
Okay,
yeah.
I know that they're, I know either they were playing in LA or they.
Side note.
Yeah.
This is also the beginning of a really good movie.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Ends in murder for sure.
Also, if you did the movie, swap the genders.
Yeah.
Please.
Slightly. Still creepy. Still creepy.
Don't
slightly
search.
Slightly less, but
and find
still
people.
Creepy.
So okay. So then I was like, this person. Still lives in LA because these pictures are recent.
Yes.
And they're in a band. So can I find out what the band is and then find where that band is playing?
Yes.
Okay, so I found the other people that were in the they were tagged in the picture of the band.
Boom.
And I went to their profiles on like Twitter and Instagram and found the name of the band. Then
oh
I found the
God.
Band on on SoundCloud
uh-huh.
and found an email address tied to the band
yes.
on SoundCloud.
Yep.
And then emailed them because they weren't playing any shows that I could see. So I emailed their SoundCloud band. Email
uh-huh.
and said, "This is really fucking crazy, but
I have your package.
That's how you started for sure.
For the bassist in your band, and it's and I now live where she used to live, and I want to get it back to her.
Yeah,
and she wrote me like a couple of hours later was like, holy shit, I was freaking out because I sent that package to the wrong address, and I thought it was gonna get like I thought there was somebody who was gonna take
it.
I can't believe you have it. Can I meet you like out?" I was like, yeah, we can meet like right outside the apartment because you know where it is. And so this person that I was like I worked so hard to track down all of a sudden pulls up in front of my apartment and gets out. And I hand them the package, and we talk for like 5 minutes, and then she
leaves. Did you tell her how you found
her?
Yeah. Was she not?
She was
amazed.
No, she was really happy because
she
got
was probably
the package.
Terrified on the inside.
Did you find out what the package was? Or
I didn't. I never asked. But her music was really cool. Like the band was really cool.
Yeah. We should have them on the podcast.
I know. Well, I don't know. I don't know them now. But but at the time, I was like, I found the band, and the band's actually really, really awesome.
Yeah.
She was like, thanks, and we like had a whole discussion and. I mean, Hannah came with me, so it wasn't like
okay,
I was
well,
like...
Okay, well, that's good. You got a buffer.
Yeah.
I was making a short series, TV series, web series. Doesn't fucking matter.
It's all the same thing.
It all matters to us.
Yeah, and I needed this prop. It was like a shotgun, you know, like prop, God. Okay?
Oh, no.
I bought it on Amazon.
Oh, no.
And I just moved to L.A., So on Amazon, I order it and it's done. I'm like, man, my package is taking a really long time to get here. And it got sent to the house in Houston.
Oh.
And so this guy, he just must have gone, a package just showed up and it's like a gun. And I asked my friend to go pick it up. He never did. So now I wonder,
what did he do with that? It was a fake gun, right?
It was a fake gun. Yeah, it was like a toy gun. Yeah.
I have a bad habit of just like, if I get a package to my house, I do just open it up. I assume it's for me. One of my friends, one of my buddies, Michael, Michael. You're probably
Hi, Michael.
That's my grandfather's middle name.
He uses my address to get packages sent there every once in a while because his apartment people steal shit from his door. Fair. So he's just like, whenever I buy something expensive, I send it over.
Yeah, totally.
But this has become a problem occasionally because I'll open up something and go, when the fuck did I order this? And I'm confused for at least 15 minutes before I realized, check the labeling on the thing and it'll say the name. Yeah. It's like, and then I go, I'm an asshole. I shouldn't have opened this. Because sometimes it'll just be like, I'm like, what? Oh, I'm going to call you out. He ordered underwear. And I was just like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, that's so much. That's
mind
so
you, it
much
was really
better
nice.
Than I thought.
It was nice.
That's
like
not
nice
bad
stuff.
At all.
Like, I'm just waiting for you to honestly get a fleshlight.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was too.
One time, it was it wasn't a fleshlight. It was actually.
I'm just trying.
A mouth.
I was like, knowing his personality, I was like, I don't think he'd order
one.
But if
mouth.
He did, he would. Yeah, it would still get delivered to my house.
I mean, at that point, it's like, all right.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
They're not used things.
Yeah,
exactly. But they will be, and that's in your mind.
So I went to. WonderCon years ago, back when I was in high school, and this story stuck with me because it's so fucked up. There was a special effects makeup artist who was there. He was working on The Walking Dead when The Walking Dead had just come out, and he was recounting the story about how he was coming home from set and they worked like super long hours on TV shows.
Right.
They,
of course,
sometimes work 18, 19 hours, so he's just exhausted. Has his back seats just covered in plastic so that he can just throw all of the stuff back there and not have to worry about blood or anything, because like they just have a bunch of body parts and all sorts of stuff. So so he throws all this stuff, torsos and arms and legs and heads and shit, all in the back of his car that's covered in plastic and it's all bloody, and starts driving home, and it's late, and he makes a mistake and gets pulled over by the police.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the police came up to the car and shined their flashlight in the back and just saw dismembered body parts everywhere and got him out on the ground and like had him with the gun like against him until he was like, they're not real. I work on a film set. Yeah. I'm working on The Walking Dead. They're all fake body parts. But then they had to like call out the people to come and test the. Anyway,
course,
it's like one of those situations where that's the worst thing that could happen to you in that kind of situation where you have all that stuff in the back and you get pulled over by the police, of course. Like, that's a nightmare.
What's funny is I would have thought the opposite. The cops would have been like, movies? At least in LA, anyway. Like, how much shit have they seen? We're just like,
yeah, movies? But like.
And then instead of asking, they're like, film hermit, can we see like some type of proof?
Yeah.
And then you go, look, it's me on set. And you go, okay, which then in turn would be make for a really good serial killer. To
I was
like,
gonna say
to be like
Nightcrawler,
Nightcrawler meets
like, you know, like it's a film, it's a film shoot,
it's
a
film, film shoot, it's a movie, it's props, and they're just like destroying people.
Oh man, that's
it's
amazing.
Like,
but
Saw
like
meets
obviously
Nightcrawler,
it wouldn't work in real life because they pulled over your
the guy
made him go. But
oh yeah,
in the movie land that would also
that would work.
Be,
yeah, absolutely.
But I think that's probably what they would do because they have such training. Any weird, suspicious stuff, like they're not gonna. I don't think they would do that. I think that was probably the right call on his part. Can you imagine? Okay, but can you imagine what he was thinking?
Oh man!
As that happened,
he just pulled over, but he's like,
I just found a serial killer.
Oh, the police!
Yeah, the police officer. Like, I just found this dude.
But as soon as somebody says,
"I'm
going to
be famous,"
it's movies. You gotta A, feel relieved, but also we still have to check.
Yeah,
because it probably doesn't smell like blood. It probably smells like sugar.
It smells like corn syrup.
Yeah,
it doesn't. That's when corn syrup goes like when it's old, it smells real bad.
But it doesn't smell like
it doesn't smell
corpses.
Like blood. No, it doesn't smell like blood. It doesn't smell like corpses.
Who
but
knows?
It does
though,
smell bad.
You know?
So, who knows?
Yeah,
you smelled dead. Hey,
have
you smelled a dead
corpses?
Body?
And then I've
only smelled them with like a formaldehyde situation.
Oh, okay. But so not like a real dead person.
Yeah. No.
So it could be.
Have you guys ever seen somebody dead?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wait. Actually, I have. Yeah. Oh.
Shit. But like, have you seen them
outside
like,
of a funeral?
Outside of a funeral?
Yes.
Oh, no. Outside of a funeral?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. What? I don't even know if I want to go that deep. I don't know if I want to.
No.
I don't even know if I want to go that deep.
Mine's not that exciting. Like, it's like.
Okay. You want to tell yours?
It's not.
Sure.
Maybe. I don't know about it.
No. Yeah.
You don't have time, right? Don't worry.
I used to be in like a medical magnet program in high school.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to be a veterinarian, and so yeah, because you know animals.
Hashtag animals.
But there's still a little part of me that's like, well, maybe I could be a doctor, maybe I could do that. But it didn't matter. It was medical related. So in the program, like they take you on field trips and things like that. And one time we got to go to like to watch med students do their thing, and the day we went happened to be the day they were like doing like a little like autopsy, checking out like a dead body thing. And I was like, I can handle this. I watch all those shows on TV. This will be fine.
Oh God!
And like, so I go in the room with the group, and they're doing the thing, and it's like a little old lady, and she's just—it was just her arm was out, and they had all her like muscles in her arm exposed, and they were talking about the different muscles in the arm.
Yeah,
so
and,
crazy.
Like, at first, I was super fascinated, like this is dope as fuck, because like look at all those muscles. Yeah. And then I looked at her face, and that was the problem. I looked at her face and was just like, that's a person. That person lived a whole life. She's just here
yeah,
now.
How weird
and, like,
is that?
And, like, it just weirded me out. Also, it looked like turkey, so I have a thing about eating turkey.
Yeah, that's fair. No, like, honestly, that's fair, yeah.
Because it was just, like, there was no blood. There was no nothing. It was just flesh. Yeah. Like, it was just, and, like, it wasn't scary. It was just it hit me like this was, like, the whole of a person's life.
Yeah.
And now they're here. Mind you, they're still being, like, useful and teaching people and, like, all this stuff. But I had to step out of the room and go, yep, definitely be a veterinarian. I could do this with animals. Can't do this with people. People is a no. No go. I don't. No thank you. Yeah,
I don't want to go into it, but someone was shot in front of me.
Oh, no.
Yes, it was.
That's awful.
It was.
That sucks.
Scary as shit.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, no, honestly, it was.
Yeah,
horrifying.
And that's like, terrifying.
And I don't want to relive it.
No.
I have
PTSD.
No. Don't
relive it.
That's fine.
Let's move on.
Well, I was gonna say I was at a mall. It was in Glendale.
Yeah.
And there was a guy leaned up against the one of the posts, like as you turn the corner on the parking structure, mm-hmm. And he was completely blue. And his jaw was hanging open, and he had, like, needles next to him. And Hannah and I drove by him, and we're like, yeah, that guy's dead. Like, totally, just straight up. And I was like, I'm in Glendale. What is happening? I'm in Glendale. This should not be happening in Glendale. So, anyway, that was terrifying. But let's move on to a more exciting question.
Yes, please.
What a happy question.
You find a time machine.
Go far away. All right.
Martin asks, you find a time machine that only goes to the past, with only one trip left on it. You can bring one standard
didn't
army duffel bag.
Did we answer this one?
Did
no,
we?
I don't think so.
We did. I thought we could have sworn we did.
Maybe you did.
Maybe I did.
She was reading through them like,
yeah,
I do.
You can bring one standard army duffel bag of whatever you want. Where and when would you travel and what would you bring the past?
I think I answered it in the Slack.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, somebody will tell us if we already did it, but we might have a new answer. I don't think we did it, though.
Wait, is this a one trip? It, like, you go back and you can't go back to the future?
Right.
Or is just, like...
You have one trip left.
Okay.
Where would you travel to and what would you bring?
I would travel to any year with an almanac.
Classic Back to the Future Part 2 situation.
But, like, honestly, like, if you're going back in time and you're stuck in time, I'd rather be rich than, like, a hobo.
So here's the thing. Have you guys seen 11-22-63?
No.
Okay. So, first of all, really good. Go watch it if you haven't watched it. But second of all, they completely, in the best way possible, rip off Back to the Future and that they, and I don't know, I think that it was written after Back to the Future, the book, the Stephen King book, but he totally takes an almanac back and like bets on stuff to be able to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only reason I wasn't mad was because I was like, that was such a good idea to make money that there's no reason to be mad.
It's a logical thing.
It's a logical incredibly logical thing to do, in that situation. So like, I totally get it. That would be such a good idea to be able to make money.
Back. Honestly,
would you be
afraid
of a butterfly effect though? Like you make a bet on something and then it starts causing some of the things in the almanac.
Everybody else is dead. fuck them. The future isn't real.
Well, I guess it depends on whether time's a loop or not.
Yeah.
If you're making a new timeline, then like whatever. But I guess, I don't know. For me, I don't like time travel questions because I can't really go back further than like the 80s without having problems.
Yeah.
So, and even then, the 80s, I'm still going to have problems because I'm a girl.
You're talking about going farther back than you were born. Is that, I didn't know that was part of the question.
No.
You can go back in time anytime.
No, anytime
she's
you
talking
want.
About because
anytime.
Of the color of her skin.
Right. No, I thought it was like up
I got,
until I was
I got.
Like,
I mean, I'm like, myself. I'm, you know, I'm in the range of the paper bag test, so I'm not going to get too much shit, but like it would still be, it would, yeah, 80s.
Maybe. As long as I stay.
So I can
not
only go back
sun,
to
good.
When I was born. Essentially, yeah. Like 83, 84, yeah, yeah. 85, like around that age where I'm like, I guess I could like from a distance like observe. But I
white
mean
white people, you know what the true white privilege is?
Time travel,
honestly.
Yeah? No,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like I'm a mixed kid and that's why I don't leave my house
mixed
much.
We're gonna do this.
Yeah,
baby.
But I edit a lot and stuff, so I'm always inside, so I'm very light. I'm almost white.
You need to get the vitamin D. You need to go outside a
I know,
more.
But like, that's why I'm okay if I try to travel.
That's though. The craziest thing, vitamin D. You get vitamin D from the sun?
Yeah.
That is the craziest thing to me.
Isn't
how
that
it, like,
wild
it's able to,
bodies
you're able to get
that?
It? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It's fucking cool.
That is really cool. That we just, like, we absorb it.
You absorb vitamins?
Are we going to, okay, are we going to be able to, are we going to be able to, like, have...
I know what you're trying to say. Photosynthesis?
Are we going to be able to photosynthesize?
In the future?
Yeah. Like, can we figure
I
out
know.
A way to do that?
I hope so.
We've been trying
I hope
to figure
we
that
don't.
Out. But no, we'll be green and it'll be kind of weird and gross.
No, but like, can we but like, can we get a device that will be able to give us energy so that we don't have to eat?
Eating
but we need
shame.
Certain nutrients.
Right. So we need to take certain, like, things. Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
Soylent is. Like,
but like, I want to be able to charge. I want to not have to sleep. I want to be able to charge from the sun.
That is a whole other thing.
That's
yeah,
I
right.
want to not have to sleep. Can we make that happen? Are we going to make that happen?
I don't
I guess
know
if
that's
going to
happen.
I guess if you become, like, in, if you transcend
yeah,
to,
yes, that's exactly.
to becoming digital, like, your they're able to figure out how the brain works and be able to put
that.
It into
I mean,
a digital
it.
Environment and
You'd
not have
to
sleep, holy shit, I'm all about it. Give it to me. I don't want to sleep. I just want
to But currently, we have
they're
to
like,
reboot our brains.
There's a webcomic that's really good called Power Nap.
Okay.
And it's about a world where no one sleeps. They have these pills called Z pills and it keeps you
all about it.
It keeps you
so
awake. But here's
it.
The problem with it. When people don't sleep, corporations kind of take advantage.
Work,
so you
work,
just
work
all
work,
the
yeah.
time.
Work.
And the story's about a guy who's allergic to the pills, but he
oh,
still has to
damn.
Be he still has to be on this like crazy
damn.
Like new world schedule where
yeah.
no one sleeps. So he's constantly exhausted and tired and, like, has to go. That's the beginning of it. You should read it.
You should put that on the
it,
book
like,
club.
It's called It's called Power Nap. It's a webcomic. It's really, really good. It's drawn beautifully. And it gets really surreal because the guy, like, just falls asleep sometimes. And he, like, goes into a little REM because you're exhausted.
Kind of like the signs of sleep.
And, like, he's treated as, like, disabled in this world. Like, he has, like they require. He's required to, like, they're not allowed to fire him because he's
Cause he has
disabled.
A yeah.
But, like, it's still, like, he lives super far. Like, because when you don't have to sleep, commutes aren't a thing. Like, it's just, you're just up.
So,
and, like,
in this world, when you don't sleep, are you constantly energized?
Yeah, you're just fine. You're, like, you're fine. Hmm. So, as soon as you start feeling a little tired, you take your little Z pill and you're, like, oh,
do you
I'm
think
good.
That came out of him always feeling tired at work? And he was, like, what if everybody
Probably.
Else didn't have to sleep?
I don't know. It's I... it's the same thing. It's another writer-artist duo situation.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like,
that's interesting.
And it's a Mexican female writer. She's
yeah!
Cool. Maritza Campos. She's cool. She's great. You
I'll have to
read
check.
It.
Yeah, I'll have to
but,
check it out. That
I forget
awesome.
The name of the artist, which is a shame, because I got to it because I know Maritza's work.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's beautiful. It's real good.
It's called Power Nap?
Power Nap.
Power Nap. Okay.
What would you do
I
for
think,
time travel?
You know... God damn. I think there was, I'm going to be honest, I think there was an opportunity in 2009, 2008, where I could have jumped on the whole social media video yeah. wagon and.
But then you'd be watching yourself. Little you would see you.
Ooh.
Ooh, a little fart. What do you mean little me would see me?
Because you'd go back, but like you're going back in time. Like you still as a kid exist.
Oh, so there's two of me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You mean rewinding your life?
Rewind. I thought we're rewinding.
You can do that. Okay, rewind your life. Where
I would
you
rewind
go?
It down to 2008.
Oh, you'd rewind your life where it's like you just undo your life.
Yeah,
and
you,
reset?
I think I would know. Yeah, if I
oh,
took the information.
Oh, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, 2008, 2009. ooh, baby.
Because that's going back in time with the knowledge you have now, and you get to relive your life.
Hey, I just want
to
watch out, Fine Brothers, I'm coming after you. Reaction
that's
videos.
Other arc.
What's that?
We would have never met, man.
It's true.
I know. I do think about that. I was,
Dude. See,
but maybe you would have.
Who knows?
You know what?
Maybe you faded.
They had that Broad City, the brand new Broad City episode, where like they had two parallel things happening. One, it was like the good version, and they did meet, and then there was a bad version, and they still met. So
God,
you know,
that's TV.
Yeah, that is
written.
You're right. My source is just television, written by writers to make compelling stories.
I'd have to go back.
We'd have to go back to school. If we rewind,
if I had the confidence to go back and be like, you know what, fuckers, I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm the boss now.
If I knew nothing in high school and middle school would have mattered, I would have been a different person. Like, honestly, anything I learned didn't matter to me whatsoever. Like, I don't need to know the quadratic formula.
Yeah, but when you were young, you still had internet. In my head, if I'm going back in time, if I'm going back to, like, say I go back to high school.
Yeah.
There's... I was the only, one of the few kids who used the internet, which was definitely 56K.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
There's that going on. Like, Napster was still kind of being a thing. Like, cell phones were still the bricks. Like,
you would dominate.
I could, but at the same time, like, I'd be waiting for the technology to catch up to what I actually know.
Yeah.
So I'd
So we're jumping back with all the knowledge?
Yeah, if you're jumping back with all the knowledge. So it's just like, I'm waiting. Mind you, I'd be able to, like, with what little money I didn't have, because it's not like I had anything to invest.
Yeah.
I would try to invest in, like, your Googles and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'd still be, like, this kid who's trying to get into college, because my mom isn't going to be like, you know everything. She's going to be like, you're still going to school, and you're still going to make grades, and you're still going to go to fucking college. And I'm going to be like, well, I guess I just won't date the people I dated. And while I try to, like, pass my classes and, like...
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to take any of my math. I would just take all my art classes. I'd just be like, and I get it now. And I know all the tricks these teachers wanted me to get. And I'll just do the things you want real quick and still do all my cool shit and be awesome. That, you know what? I'd go back to freshman year college.
Oh, shit.
That's where I would go. Freshman year college, dump my high school boyfriend before he breaks up with me. And then, like, and just make all the cool shit. Be online. Be on that shit on top of it. Hell yeah.
From the beginning.
Okay, I'm back in on that. Bring me back to 2001, right after 9/11, because I'm not going to bother trying to stop that.
I wouldn't kill Hitler if I had to, and I'm Jewish-ish, kind of. You know, fuck it. I had a question. If you were to time travel back in time with all the information you had, you would have to keep it to yourself because everybody
you couldn't tell anybody.
Like, you couldn't confide it to anyone.
That's true.
Like, because you would end up in a mental hospital the next day.
There was a book I read about that where he went back in time and he had a cell phone and everybody thought it was magic.
Whoa.
And then I'm trying to remember what it was.
Well, if you could bring the one thing, do you still have your almanac? Because that's a good idea and I'm going to steal that.
I
forgot
to bring the one thing. I forgot about that.
No, it's a practical thing. I mean,
I'll bring the almanac, hide it in like a sketchbook and just like, she's always in that sketchbook. I'm like,
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to learn how to do bets. I'm going to learn how to do all that stuff and just be like, why do you have these extra bank accounts? And be like, But then you also have to purposely lose bets and purposely like pick stocks that aren't going to work out so you don't get called out for insider trading.
Maybe. Because if you're doing this as a kid, I think it'd be even hilarious. More hilarious.
If you're doing it as a child.
Yeah. Just like as a kid in like middle school, you're just making all these bets and you're winning. And you just kind of
yeah, but how are you making those bets? Who are you talking to? Remember, you're still a middle schooler. And your parents are right there.
Well, it depends what time. If we're going back in our own timeline, if you're going back, where you're not in your timeline and like you don't know anybody,
where are you getting your ID? Where's your ID?
Gambling laws didn't exist back then. There was no laws. What are laws? Laws that didn't exist
like,
before.
Like, you still need your, like, your all your stuff to open up an account. You still have the same...
Oh, no, you're going back in your own life, so it'd be like the 90s.
I just literally cash. Like, if I just, like, a duffel bag, almanac, $10. I'd win money.
Where are you going to go make an illegal bet right now? Do you not have that information on you?
Okay, so I'm not from California.
This is the thing about all these scenarios that I was.
So,
get a
I don't
sticker
know,
on.
But if I was in Connecticut, I would know some places that I can do illegal bets.
Ooh. Okay.
So,
this
take
is my
that.
Stickler, this is my stickler thing with all these, like, what would you do if you did this? And people were just like, oh, I'd go, like, have a fake ID. And I'd go this. I'm like, you don't know how to do that. You literally don't know how to go get this ID right now. I know I don't know how to do it. That's the good idea. But if you don't have the connections to do set the... I know we have questions.
This is my favorite slash hypothetical-ish question.
Well, it is a hypothetical-ish question because if it was true, it would be great.
Yeah.
Right now, you've just become immortal.
Okay.
The age you are right now.
Okay.
You
I want to die.
You won't age.
Okay.
So you look the way you do.
Yeah.
You won't get sick. Or maybe if someone shoots you, maybe it's one of that type of immortal. Okay. But for all practical purposes, you're fine. You're
pretty much, yeah.
You're immortal. Trying to stay off the radar for the rest of your, you're just trying to live.
Yeah.
You don't want to go into hiding. You're not trying to do anything crazy. You just want to live your life. How do you do that once at some point your age does not match your appearance? And how do you, continue to just be like, I just want my bank accounts. I still want to go on the internet. I'm not trying. You're just living. How do you do that?
Here's
do you
the
be
first
just
thing.
Become public with your immortality?
No, no.
Or do
no,
you just,
obviously
like...
not. I've thought about this scenario hundreds of times.
Oh, shit.
First, what you got to do is you have to hit the dark web. You have to figure out who in your general area can help you get a passport and all that good stuff faked. You have to obviously have to make money. So if you're an immortal, you got to figure out how to make money. If you're an immortal, from the Misfits where you can kill yourself and still come back, you can make easy money that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
totally.
Can make bets on yo, I bet you I'll jump off this cliff.
No, you're
survive.
Just you. You're just you.
Wait,
you just happen to be immortal.
Okay, so what does that mean?
But what is it? Yeah, but I think it's defining what the immortality is.
As in, you're not going to get sick, but if someone were to probably try to kill you, you'd probably die.
So if I got stabbed in the face, I'd be dead
for
good.
You're just essentially ageless. You won't age.
Your cells don't deteriorate.
Right.
Okay.
Interesting.
So in that scenario...
Your brain will be fine, too. Everything's just... You're just kind of
Your cells don't deteriorate, but you can still bleed out.
You're kind of like an elf.
So back to the black market.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to go.
You would kind of have to have money first, though. You'd have to figure out how to make money.
That's what I'm saying. You as you are now.
Yeah.
That's part of the rule.
It's pretty easy to make money. Let's be honest. You can do a lot of under-the-table gigs.
Yeah.
Craigslist has made it gold mine for that kind of stuff. And then at that point, you would have to shut down all your bank accounts. You can no longer have bank accounts.
Yeah,
you cannot have your face or any name anywhere.
See, that's the part where I'm just kind of
you put it all in a stash somewhere.
Yeah.
See,
Or you go to some shady bank.
But how am I going to open my new iPhone if I hide my face?
You smash that shit into a million pieces.
That's the thing. My whole point is
how do you continue to live
a regular normal, legal life. If you wanted to legally be able to live, how do you do that and
be
immortal?
Well, there's no... You cannot legally live if you're immortal. Because at some point...
Damn.
It's true. Because, at some point, you're going to be 150 in your regular time, and you're going to still look the exact way that you do, and people are going to be like, oh, shit. Also, I would hate to be immortal. Everybody I know would be dead in a couple of years.
Here's what I would do. I would go straight to the FBI or the CIA.
Okay.
No, they'll do experiments on your shit.
Here's the thing. It's fine.
I'm okay with that.
Because otherwise you have to deal with all this shit. I would much rather go and be like, look, my license says I'm 20. My license says I'm 45. I look like I'm 25. Uh-huh. I haven't aged in 20 years.
And you could provide, you have documentation. You have your fingerprints.
You have all
you
documentation.
Have stuff.
Okay. You have all the things. You say, look, I'm not aging. Help me. I honestly think that there would be some sort of, if that were to actually happen, I think if you wanted to live a normal life, there would have to be some sort of governmental institution
that's aware
that you exist and is aiding you in doing that. Even if you're like, look, I just want to live a normal life.
Take my blood, study it, do the thing.
Do whatever you need. Take blood samples, take skin samples. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Take whatever you need.
But they would never do that. You realize that, right? The government's super shady and you'll be lost in a cell for the rest of your life.
Doctors.
Yeah.
Scientists.
No, it doesn't matter who you go to. They will lock you up. And you will never live a normal life.
But here's the thing. If after 20 years in jail, I haven't aged, they're going to be like, something's up.
No, they're gonna still continue to experiment on you because you'll never die. Well, at that extent, you'll never die.
Okay, but here's
the thing. That's why,
Any scientists out there, please confirm this for us.
Not advocating this. This is just for the hypothetical. You technically have an out. You could kill yourself and be like, yeah. if you really yeah. need to be out and they have you trapped forever.
Or, okay.
But like, for me, this is okay. I've thought of like,
because they're
going to
test your limits for sure.
Yeah.
I've definitely had like several scenarios of this. One is just to like, fuck it, keep going and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because
just keep living as you.
Go ahead, keep living as you. And when it's time for the DMV to like re-up your license and you go, they're going to be like, what the hell is, like, the date's wrong. And be like, yeah, it was an error. I don't know how to fix it. And they're like, we can't, what do you mean you can't? And I'm like, no, but it's me. Like, and they could look at my fingerprints and all that. I'm like, it's me. Like, I know it says 1983, but it was actually 2083. Like, it was just, it's literally an error. And they're like, human error.
But they're looking at your birth certificate.
Yeah.
On your driver's license?
Yeah.
They'll look at your birth certificate. Yeah,
human error. And by then, everything's digital.
I don't know. So I think it's still physical.
Just keep pushing it until like somebody's
no,
just like,
no, it's
eh.
gonna, you're gonna, like, you're gonna pop.
So
I'm gonna fight you on this because, listen,
so
I watched
one. This is
Forever.
This is scenario.
I thought about this.
I watched Forever. Wow.
It's like a, do you know what that
yes.
is?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've watched it, and I'm like, because like once I watch something, I get like really into it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like if I watch an action movie, I'm fucking,
I
watched Baby Driver the other
and you
day.
Come out of it, and you're like, I'm
and I'm
fucking
like, I'm
baby
fucking
driver.
The best driver
yeah.
in the world. I'm like whipping the wheel and shit. I'm doing like turns.
Bell bottoms.
I'm like,
bell bottoms.
Yeah. So I like did like a lot of research and like on like immortality and that it'd be so bad.
All
right, hate
scenario
being
two.
Okay,
like,
scenario
give,
two.
Give
scenario two.
Good.
This is where I would need this dark web information.
Yeah.
Cause it's still legal, but still illegal.
Yeah.
But not like
no,
not hurting anybody in the yeah. sense of like. Of shady things to do,
right?
Like
of
one
course.
Of the
least. The lowest.
You're not
yeah.
doing human trafficking.
I'm
yeah.
essentially you make up a kid. You make up a
yeah.
new identity.
Okay.
You make up a child that it's your kid. Somehow you got to make it document.
You
got to
forge
yourself.
That birth certificate.
Yeah. And
kill
so
yourself.
By the time, and make them so that they, by the time they're like 20, whatever the age you are,
yeah.
around that time, when that time comes up, that's when you assume its identity.
Wow.
Would you keep doing that
yeah.
over and over again?
I would just keep doing that.
What
like,
about the people around you, though? They would see that you aren't aging.
That's a whole different thing.
You
just
kill
them?
Everybody.
Honestly,
nobody
just,
can know.
Honestly, you just keep moving around.
That's
yeah,
what I was going to
yeah,
do. I would kill small town, small town.
But here's
town.
That.
And mind you, social media,
life,
all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Like, then
you can
stay
there for like 5 or 10 years, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, but
you keep
like,
moving around.
It's still
you change
not a
your social
life.
Media. And then what you do is like you create the new accounts
right.
for the new kid. And then you're like, oh, man, so-and-so really looks like their kid. Like, you just, like, you're going to have to, like, separate from people. Or you're. You just literally be out and open with it and become the social media immortal and just kind of
yeah, see,
be
that's
like,
the other option is that you become you come out and go, I'm.
And you go, scientists, research me. But everybody else fucking knows too. So if anybody
yeah, if anything happens
me
to
hides me, they know.
Yeah.
And you kind of like.
Yeah,
but then
you
like,
live stream your life.
But like,
they're like, all right, we'll take it.
But like, there's also the chances of like, because I want to travel the world and stuff where you just get kidnapped in another country and they're like, we're testing you forever.
Exactly.
And like, so,
well, and what happens if you get a life sentence?
Oh, you're
in.
Don't commit a life sentence crime.
If you're in there in a life, I bet you could
break
out.
Well,
actually, life sentences are like 70 years.
Yeah, they give you time limits, technically.
Really?
Yeah,
so if
like,
you were to live past
yeah,
70
can,
years,
you
can
get
out.
Wow.
It's like
that's
if they
crazy.
Try to kill you and it doesn't work, you're good. You can just walk out.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so. I read that somewhere, but yeah. I'm not sure.
Mind you, like,
that'd
usually the few
insane.
People who have survived it, they're like fucked. Like,
oh,
they're
absolutely.
They're like.
Yeah, because
yeah.
they pump chemicals into you.
Yeah, like
they're
practically brain dead. So
yeah, that's terrifying.
Same
yeah.
thing. They deserve it. They're criminals.
But, yeah.
some of them. Some people. There are so many people that we're finding out about that are on death row that like didn't do shit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's terrifying. It scares
no,
the
true.
Shit out of me because what? What? Why? What? No!
Spencer,
why?
Spencer, you're white. You're fine.
No,
yeah.
it's still terrifying for humanity.
you'll be fine.
What if I end up on death row? Okay.
Well, there is a lot of white people on death row as well. You know, it transcends race.
Yeah,
innocence. Mm-hmm. I will say.
Sure. I guess.
And I'm saying that as a half African American, which is whitewashing.
I'm just giving. I was like, mm-hmm. Okay.
Side eye.
All right.
no, I think it's terrifying that we have people on death row that. Are that some of
yeah.
them like
are
it's
innocent.
So
yeah, absolutely.
It's nuts. It's insane. So
yeah,
anyway,
by the way, I'm opposed to the death penalty. Like you don't. Have
oh,
to
I'm
do
I'm
that.
For it if
really?
They're guilty for sure.
Oh, like, if it's like it, undoubted.
Well, yeah, actually, no. Yeah, like if you're a serial killer, like this. You know what I mean?
But I think it's easier, right? Just to die.
Yeah. Because listen, we're not spending money on them. Yeah.
That's true.
And that's all I care about.
Yeah.
But the problem is like because there's a fact. If we could, if you could actually make it like 100% accurate.
Yeah,
like,
we should bring back
like,
hanging.
Like tons of witnesses.
No, but never for black people though, because no. It's just too close. No.
Like if there's like.
We should just do the sword, the chopping.
Yes.
Yeah. Just chop their head off.
No.
Game of Thrones style.
Game of Thrones style.
And if then it's 100% accurate every time.
No, I have mixed feelings on the death penalty because I get the cost thing, but like there's so many other implications to all that shit that it just worries me.
If
that
I had
people
option,
extract false confessions. And
no,
like,
if I'm talking like 100% guilty.
Like the guy's like, I did it.
No, not even that.
Not
like,
even that.
It
like,
was
everyone
on
saw
camera.
You.
Like it was like without a doubt. It
yeah.
Was, it was that person.
But
I'm
then somebody's going to make a movie where that all that happens and they're still going to be like innocent somehow. And you're gonna be like, God damn it. Well,
if that's
a possibility.
If they're innocent that way, I'll kill myself.
Yeah,
like that's just like the only thing. If they'll I like advocated like, for it and like he was super like innocent, yeah. I'd be like, well, I'll kill myself.
What you call it? What was that movie with the with Kevin Spacey and the whole thing? The whole point was that he was on death row.
Double Jeopardy?
No, it's a.
I don't know.
It's like the Life of David Gale or something.
Oh,
it's about the movie's
idea.
About death row and like innocence and not and the whole thing.
What do you
and the
guys
whole
think
time you don't
row?
Know if he actually did it or not.
Let us know in the
and
comments
in the
down
end,
below.
You find out if he did it or
oh,
not.
Okay.
And it's like one of those that makes you question, like, I don't know if I should have the death penalty. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Like,
it's
also leaves
subject.
You with, like,
yeah.
an feeling about it. So, yeah.
The feeling was kind of like the ending of Inception for me.
You're like,
up
was he dreaming?
For
is
David
not?
Gale?
Was he innocent? Was he not?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was walking. Did I say this on the podcast?
You didn't.
With your dog?
Last. No, no.
Well, I don't.
About,
I didn't hear it, so tell
I don't
me.
Think so. Okay, so I was. I hate repeating stories. I was walking down the street with Mr. Sam Basher.
Oh, yes, you did.
You did.
You told,
tell
you told it to me personally.
But they tell on the podcast.
No.
Okay, so I was walking down the street with Sam Basher, mm-hmm. and we had just come from a place on right next to UCB on Franklin. And we were walking down the street back to our cars, and I look up, and I'm making eye contact with this man who looks very nice, but he is maintaining eye contact, and then he passes me. And I was like, I just locked eyes with Christopher Nolan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I had my first thought was like the top spinning. And I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
am
yeah.
I dreaming?
am I
Is
alive?
It a dream? But it wasn't. And he was with his daughter. And, it
and
was
then
like,
Spencer
was so
did some internet research and found out that Christopher Nolan lives.
Lives right by there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's very, yeah. So he was probably just walking home or walking
okay.
around the area that he lived in. But yeah, it was crazy. It was nuts. I was freaking out a little bit.
So I have a kind of a continuing story from that. I didn't meet Christopher Nolan. I'll just say that.
I didn't meet him. I just walked
well, I mean,
by.
I didn't
by
walk
him.
By
yeah.
him. I didn't. I don't. I don't know. But I was at a grocery store called the Pavilions.
Oh yeah.
Which I'm from the East
Fancy.
Coast. So here's the fun thing. I was working at my production studio, and they're like, I was like, yeah, I need to get water because I have kidney stones. My life sucks. and they were like, yeah, you can just go down the street. There's like Pavilion and they have water. And like, I'm like, oh, there's just like a random Pavilion on the street that sells water. That's so weird. Like,
yeah.
California. And then like, I walk down the street and it's just like Pavilions. I'm like, oh,
for you guys who don't know, it's a grocery store.
It's a grocery.
Yeah.
It's a big old grocery. It's
a big
old, fancy,
fancy
grocery
like,
store.
Fancier than Whole Foods.
It's like
fancier than Gelson's.
Really? I thought it was like Ralph's, but like,
no, that's a fancy
no, it's
place.
Fancy.
I mean, I guess the one I went to wasn't that fancy.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
So I was walking in there and like, I bump back into somebody and I turn around. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And like, I walk away. And then it like I like take a double take and I'm like, holy shit, that was David Cross.
Oh no.
Are you serious?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And like I didn't want to go back up to him.
Yeah.
Like I had this like inner conflict. I was like, dude, I should go back up to him and be like, I love you. I'm so sorry for like invading your personal space. But then I thought I'd just invade his personal space
more. Even more. Yeah.
So I was just
I feel like,
I
can never say hello to celebrities.
No, exactly.
Because it's like, I get it. You need to live your life. I'm not going to be the one who kind of like intrudes.
I said hi to Michael C. Hall at a taco place.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was shortly after, I think like the season 5 or whatever. It was like the one with
Tonight's the night.
The one with the blonde one who, like, he helped, who was like the nice blonde one, not the serial killer blonde one, like the revenge story with the guy from Hackers. Like
That season. Julia Stiles?
Yes.
Yes.
It was like literally maybe 2 days after that finale at the taco place. Just made my order, waiting for it. I hear someone behind me on the phone just talking, and I'm like, before I looked, I was just like, like I just felt like, feel it. I just felt real scared, and I was just like, why do I feel tonight's real creeped out? Like, and I looked, and I'm like, shit. Like, I'm like, it's Dexter. Like, that's amazing. Okay. And he ordered. So we're just waiting for food. I'm like, well, he can't go anywhere. But also, like, you're hungry, and I don't like messing people when, like, it's
they're hungry,
food.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, we're both waiting for food. So I was just like, hey, man, saw the finale, like, a couple days ago. It was real good. He was like, thanks. And, like, the goddess finally left. And I was like, that was all I needed. That was a good,
that's fair.
That was a good amount of interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not going to be like, what else are you going to say? Like, right. That's literally all I had to say. Because it's like, well, also, I think at the time he was going through a lot of personal shit. Like, I think that was divorce and cancer.
His divorce,
and the whole,
yeah.
All of that. So it's just, I just want to be like, good job.
Yeah.
Even though that season wasn't that great. But, like, at the time, I was like,
hey,
this is pretty cool.
He's not near it.
Have you guys watched this, like, Zach and Cody?
No.
You guys know of that show?
Yeah.
I know about it.
I know
of this show. So I was at, I don't remember where. I think I was, like, somewhere in Glendale. And, like, I was shooting a video with some friends, and I was like holding the camera, and like I lock eyes with a mom from Sweet Life and Zach and Cody, and like I like turn away and I look back, and she's still looking at me, and she's like, shit, she knows that I know who she is. And like, and then I was just like, all right, I'm not gonna make eye contact whatsoever from there on out.
Yeah. Just keep your eyes down, eyes down.
And I just like, I want to say like hello to these people.
Yeah.
Because like I like as an like, you know, aspiring actor, and just like as somebody like it was like ingrained in my childhood as well. I just want to say something, but also invading privacy.
Yeah.
Because I know personally, if someone came up to me, I'd be like, please don't. Sometimes.
Yeah, I would rather not be approached.
See, I'm totally fine to be approached.
However,
shit.
But if it's a quick
it depends
thing,
where it is.
It's essentially, it's like the quickest interaction. If you're just coming up to be like, hey man, good job, like your shit.
Absolutely.
Cool to meet you. And then you disappear into the ether, that's fine.
Really? Okay.
Like, that's okay. But I don't want a conversation because I'm freaked out.
I'm the
nervous.
Total opposite. I would, if somebody comes up to me and knows, like, I'm so down to talk to, I don't know. That's just, maybe that's just my personality.
Yeah, you like talking to
people. I love talking to people.
I do too, but it, because, like,
I love it. I don't know. I don't care.
For the few souls that went to the convention we were both at, I'm literally hiding behind our posters going like, okay, I'm here. And it's supposed to be like, the artist is right here. And I go, hey, hi, sign a thing. And go back, and I'm like, oh, this freaks me out. I'm still going to do it. I'll be at conventions. I have to learn how to say hi to people.
Yeah.
But I don't like that kind of attention.
See, I love hanging out and finding out about what people like and what they do. And I don't know. I just love people. So that's
incredible. I agree. I've been to a lot of conventions because I have a mild success on YouTube. And like people come up to me.
Humble brag.
No, I'm just like, I don't want to sound like a dick, but like people come up to me and then they'll like expect me to carry on a conversation.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
The whole time. And I'm just like, I really don't know what to say right now.
Yeah, they want you to, you have to be on.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know what to talk about with you. I have no idea who you are
or
anything about you. Like, I don't know what to say at this
point. And I think that's something important to remember if you're meeting, if you're, no matter what side you're on, like, you know, like if you're meeting somebody, if you're meeting a celebrity, like that person, or you're meeting a YouTube personality, whoever, like that person doesn't know what to say just as much as you don't know what to say.
Exactly.
So make it quick and just be like, if they want to talk, they'll talk. If they don't want to talk, take the cue. Like I went over and dropped comics with somebody at the convention. I dropped comics with somebody that writes comics that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I packed a whole bag and I went over and I went to the table and handed them to her, and she clearly did not want to talk. And I was like, hey, I just wanted to say that, like, we were really inspired by the stuff that you do, and I just wanted to drop off kind of a care package from us. We're over at whatever booth we were at. And she was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, she does not want to talk.
I'm out.
So I was like, thanks so much, and I just left.
Yeah.
And I was like, sometimes you just have to know when to get the fuck out.
Get out.
So.
Well, me the other way around, where it was like two booths down, it was like one of my comic heroes, and I'm like, oh, God. And Spencer's like, just take your care package over to say hi. And I'm like, No, you don't understand. Like, this is I'm terrified right now because of my own reaction where I'm like, I don't necessarily want to be a pro. So, excuse me. So I'm like trying to figure out to build up courage to go do it. I eventually did it, but it was like an appropriate setting because you're there to meet people. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Like if I'd seen her in public, I probably wouldn't have recognized her in public. Yeah. But if I'd seen her in public, I would have never approached. I would have been like, so.
Yeah. I just don't want to come off as a dick. Like that's like my biggest fear. Like I love people. But, like, when I'm put in awkward situations, I have social anxiety.
Yeah.
I know. Me? What? but, like, I have terrible social anxiety. So, like, it gets me overwhelmed when, like, people come up to me.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So, like, I try to do it as best as I can. And sometimes, like, that social anxiety comes off as being a dick.
Right.
Like, I don't want to come off as that.
Yeah. It's just harder to when it's people you don't know and it's like, I don't know anything about you. How am I supposed to? Yeah.
Exactly.
It's hard. Okay, well, we're an hour and 34 minutes. So
baby, yeah. This is probably the longest one.
It's a big marathon. I think it is.
I want to come back.
You can come. You're more than welcome to come back anytime.
I want
to
be a regular. I need something to do with my Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
But you can find, we have the stuff from the convention still on sale at embryostudios.com.
Yeah.
Go to rubywhipple.com to check out the
webcomic. There's ads on it.
There's ads on it now. So
if you read it, read it again, please. There's only, 20-something pages up right now. You'll breeze right through it. Just, you know.
Every page view counts.
Don't click on the ad unless you actually like the ad.
Yeah, because that skews everything and it's not good.
Just reread it.
But just going on the site and looking at the pages, it really helps us because so go read it if you haven't read it. If you have read it,
go
back and give it another read.
Get them to read it.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
Catch back up. Get to read another characters right away.
And then we have Planet Born and Dimensions and Roots all on Embryo. And that's stuff that, and the people that ordered stuff, I sent out like 60 shipments on Monday. So everything should be to you like by the end of the week. And then there's a couple of newer orders that came in that weren't pre-orders. And those ones will be filled hopefully by the end of this week. But I'm actually headed to San Jose on Friday. So Saturday and Sunday, I'll be in San Jose at the Alternative Press Expo. So if you're in the Bay Area and you want to come by and say hi, I think it's pretty cheap to come in, especially
free
on
eggs.
Sunday. Free eggs, you get free eggs.
I love
so,
eggs.
So come in and come in and say hi, and come see the stuff that we have. Ruby Whipple will be there for $1. And
also, if you want to support the podcast for human people /collection/we-stayed-.
Actually, I put it on the Twitter account today. I updated.
Oh,
nice.
So
on
just
the Twitter,
go to our Twitter account,
there's a merch
click there.
And you can.
Awesome.
Click
that's
on
awesome.
That, get some stuff. I will be working on Halloween is Christmas for me.
Yeah.
Is it just Halloween is Christmas?
No. It's Halloween is my Christmas.
Halloween is my Christmas.
That was your quote. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be working that at some point.
Yeah.
Week.
We're going to get that up on the shop. But where can they find you if they want to find you?
You guys can find me everywhere on the internet. ELIJAHPYSYK, Elijah Pizik.
Elijah Pizik.
Everywhere.
You can find
Branding.
Me at Spencer Stark.
Twitter Starline X.
And you know what? I'm just going to kick to the slack. Okay,
oh.
Everybody? Fuck my profile. You're going to go to twitter.com/we-stayed-late, and there's going to be a Slack invite. I want you to get on there and become part of the Slack family.
Get on the Slack.
Get on the Slack.
Get on the Slack.
If you want to communicate, it's like a little chat, you know, a little chat room.
It's like an AIM
it's like
chat room.
AOL
it's real
instant
fun.
Messaging.
And
we haven't, there's an Slack app. If you want to get on there, just get up.
It's the place to ask us the questions if you
want
to.
Yeah, if you
want to
ask us questions.
And
you
if you're feeling shitty, if you're feeling great, if you just want the people to talk to, a lot of this podcast.
If you like gifts.
Yeah, if you like gifts.
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 Okay.
Not with a T.
Once you jump on the Slack,
you
don't go back, and you will be greeted with gifts.
You will be greeted with gifts. It's true.
And don't be afraid. We're very welcoming over there. And a lot of our stuff comes from the Slack.
You know?
We're very Slack-heavy community.
And one last thing before we go, just to anybody that's being that was affected or is being affected by the hurricanes and the earthquakes in Mexico and all the crazy shit that's happening in the world right now, we're with you. We're thinking about you. We got people on the Slack that are going through some shit there.
This girl I met on Tinder, you know, her family. It's not a joke, guys.
Really?
Like, no, seriously.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
So yeah. This girl, like, she moved from Mexico and like.
Oh no!
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Like, I was like, good thing you moved.
Yeah.
But like, So
yeah, it's like a personal connection to people. So like, if you're going through that stuff, or you want to support the people that are going through that stuff, we have people on the Slack that, you know, that are doing both those things. And I'm sure we have other people that aren't on the Slack that are going through shit. So like, we're with you. We feel you. We're here for you if you need you, or if you need us. Tweet at us or get on our Slack, and we'll say hi. Okay, well, thanks again to HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode. Oh, yeah. WSL 30 for, what is it, $10 off your first?
Wasn't that 30?
Wait,
was it
$30 right.
off? Let me get it right. Hold on.
Need to get that right.
Hold on, I have it. It is, oh yeah, for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter WSL, WSL 30.
Wait, one more time, what was that?
WSL 30.
Oh,
sick. That's what it is.
Oh,
baby.
That.
Oh, baby. Okay. Have a good day.
Bye.
Have a good day, everybody.
Have a good night, because they stayed late, too.
We did stay late.
Oh, we stayed too late.
An hour and 40 minutes?
That's pretty fucking late.
That's pretty late.
Yeah.